8:23. Good morning, everybody. My name is Brother Jake. Dave Pratt has skated off somewhere. Maybe he skated to Mongolia. Maybe he's over there right now. My very special guest, Nathan Leslie. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you were just telling me off air how this is an interesting concept that is going on. Run me through it. State of hockey rinks in Mongolia, which sounds really weird to me. They play hockey in Mongolia?
There are about 900 people playing hockey in Mongolia on about 6 outdoor rinks. And part of our initiative is to help get them equipment, run a hockey camp and a coaching seminar, and help grow the game in a country where they are so passionate about the game at its purest amateur level. They are ranked 49th out of 49 countries by the IIHF. They seem to fall in the rankings each time that they're unable to attend a Division III World Championships, often due to lack of funding and lack of equipment. So it's the start of a great relationship, I hope.
Well, it's such a weird thing to hear hockey in Mongolia. I mean, I've watched horse races and bicycle races, and they do a lot of interesting things in this really crazy terrain. So how did you trip over this? Why are you involved now? How did this all happen?
The power of the internet. It's amazing. We have a hockey development company, my brother and I, and we have an online website that's a member-based site to teach the game. And one of our goals was to be able to share the game with people around the world. Now, this has taken it, I think, to the next level. One day, about 6 months ago, I had an email opt-in the site from Hockey Mongolia email address, and so I quickly followed up, and it turned out as our new friend Puji was trying to get access to our information, which we have since donated and sponsored to the community there. But so that's kind of where it grew from, and then the idea of going to run a camp led to, well, we need to document this amazing adventure, so hence the documentary and the equipment drive that's going on right now. And Puji's actually the same guy that Dave Bedini of the Rheostatics interviewed and spent days with a number of years ago when he shot his Hockey Nomad videos and his book. Dave is a friend of a cousin, and we've actually been in touch with him, so it's pretty neat that a number of years later, it's the same man that's driving hockey in Mongolia that's so passionate about it. So
Nathan, when you turn to these people and say, Gretzky, do they know what you're talking about?
Well, it's amazing. I did a Skype interview from CBC a number of months ago, and the interview question to Puji was, what do people think of, or who do they think of when they think of hockey? And he disappeared from the screen, and he came back about 20 seconds later. He was just gone, and he came back with a Gretzky jersey and a little statue. So to this day, they think of Gretzky, although it's in the last couple of years in the urban center of Ulaanbaatar that they finally have, you know, access on YouTube, for example, to watch the game. So, you know, they were cheering for L.A. last year, and it's pretty neat.
Well, that's so cool because you are trying to grow the game globally. And, you know, I think that's what the NHL always tries to do. They try to reach out. But I'm sure they never thought of Mongolia. I'm sure Gary Bettman's not sitting around going, you know, I think we should go to Mongolia.
You know, I don't think that's on the radar, which is why it's so pure and so great.
Yeah,
it's almost,
we're
kind of calling it hockey's last frontier because no Canadian professional coaches have been there to run a camp or help the kids. Puji said they once took a 7-day train ride on the Siberian Railway to the Czech Republic because that was the closest camp that they could find to help some of their kids to get equipment. I watched in Dave Bedini's video just a couple of weeks ago, Puji hands money to a friend who's getting on a train to Siberia, and that's the closest hockey store.
All right, now are you going to narrate this documentary?
We are going to be there hands-on, and it's amazing the support that we're getting. We had a call from a friend in New York who's done some movies and some people here, and so we're pretty surprised and amazed, and we leave end of February, and I think it's going to be now far more than my brother and I and a cameraman, which we originally thought. The offers of help and time
and
energy.
Such an interesting concept.
Yeah, people want to be involved.
I want to see this documentary, and good luck, and thanks for coming in. And people listening right now, if they want to help you get money and they want to send some money to get some equipment for people in Mongolia to play hockey, What do they do?
Power of the internet. It's on Kickstarter. If you go to the Discover button on the top and you enter Mongolia and hockey, I guarantee you it will pop up.
All right. Nathan Leslie, thanks so much for being here, and good luck, man. Break a leg, as they say in the industry.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.